With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
So, hello everybody and welcome to this week's EvoStick NPL show. I'm Ben here in the blessed Mancunian Republic of Mancunia, and down the other end of the line now, we're now joined from the Republic of the Northern Premier League by social media officer, it's James Hayes. Hello James, how are they?
Evening Ben, how are you doing?
I'm all good. So on this week's show, later we've got a fixture preview with Thomas Feenitt from the Yorkshire Evening Post. He'll be going through all the matches taking place in the EvoStick Northern Premier League Premier Division this weekend. We're also going to be, at time of recording this is, not confirmed, but hopefully we'll also be hearing from the management at Stalybridge Celtic, Buxton, Hyde United, Nantwich Town, Farsley Celtic and, fingers crossed, Steve Kittrick at Scarborough. But we've got you on, James, to talk a bit about the first qualifying round of this season's FA Trophy. That took place last week. Some cracking scorelines, some upsets, and some teams safely going through to the next round. Let's do this alphabetically, and let's start off by talking about AFC Mansfield against Hensford Town. AFC Mansfield haven't had the best of seasons thus far when it comes to the league in Division East. A 1-1 draw, though, on Saturday against higher league opposition in Hensford Town took it to a replay at Keys Park on Tuesday night. James, which way did it go?
It went 1-0 to the lower division side, AFC Mansfield.
Well played.
With Kieran Wells, great little signing from them from last season. Bit of an upset there, I reckon, because I mean, Hensford Town would have wanted to advance a little bit further in the FA Trophy.
It's a great result, and a big congratulations to Rudy Funk and everyone at the club, and commiserations to Hensford Town. AFC Mansfield going through to the next round. And we should say we've got a full fixture preview for the FA Trophy on next week's monthly show. The EvoStick NPL show is back at the Heat and Hops with a good panel available to talk about all things FA Trophy and the league. So we'll discuss who AFC Mansfield has got next on next week's show. But also going through Buxton, 3-3 draw on Saturday afternoon against King's Lynn Town. And at that point, you probably say to yourself, Buxton haven't got a chance going over to King's Lynn. They did that on Wednesday evening and they won Buxton by 2-1, taking it to extra time as well. Doing it the hard way, James, but going through Buxton there.
Yeah, King's Lynn aren't exactly the same team as they were a couple of years ago. It's really, really tough ask for them for both ties. But again, Buxton having to take it to extra time, as you've mentioned already.
So big congratulations to Buxton going through to the second qualifying round of this season's FA Trophy. Also going through, Basford United beating Cambridge City by 2-1. So big congratulations there to Martin Carruthers and the rest of the gang. 2-1 win over Cambridge City. Basford United through to the next round. Also through and also defeating the curse that is appearing on the EvoStick NPL show. Wayne Scott and the rest of the Carlton Town side. 1-0 winners over Bedworth United. That is an epic result for the Division East side.
It is indeed. Carlton Town, the last couple of weeks, have really woken up as well. The last couple of years, they've been struggling in the south section. But the last couple of games, keep watching them in the cup competitions at this moment in time, because they seem to be doing the job and putting the performances in. I won't be surprised if they start having a go for a good run themselves at the moment.
They've had a very good start to the season, Carlton Town. It's been, and they're flying under the radar, aren't they? They are flying under the radar. But a great result. Also going through, Mass United beat Cleethorpes Town by 2-0. Obviously, Cleethorpes, I think before that game, had a change of managers. As we were going to air with the show last week, Marcus Neal leaving his post there at Cleethorpes Town. So we wish Marcus all the best for the future, obviously. But Mass United going through there by 2-0. They've been a great addition to the NPL this season, haven't they, Mask?
Yeah, they have indeed. I mean, both Northern League sides have. But Matthew Waters as well, he's another player to keep an eye on the next over the next few weeks.
Yeah, months. Two goals for Matthew Waters in that game there for Manchester United. So Manchester United through. Also through, Farsley Celtic beating Brighouse Town by 4-1. Could have been a bit of a banana skin for Adam Lakeland's side there, but Farsley Celtic safely going through to the next round. Also going through is Ramsbottom United. They beat Frickley Athletic by 3-0. And obviously Spencer Fearn has gone on to a coaching role at a championship side in Sheffield Wednesday. So a big good luck to Spencer Fearn and a big thanks to Spencer for coming on the show over the years. But onwards and upwards for Spencer. And onwards and upwards for Ramsbottom United. They had a big clear out last week, didn't they, of players? Chris Wilcott there reshaping Ramsbottom United and a 3-0 win over Frickley Athletic at the weekend. So Rammy going through to the next round. Gainsborough Trinity 0, Tamworth 0. And then obviously that went to a replay midweek and that went the way of Tamworth. Tamworth 3, Gainsborough Trinity 0. Not the outcome we wanted, obviously, from a Northern Premier League perspective, but commiserations to Gainsborough. But Tamworth going through to the second qualifying round. And also going through, we obviously heard from Grantham Town last week. Grantham Town 0, Hills Owen Town 4. The injury situation at Grantham isn't the best at the moment, and that explains why they've had such a dip in form at the moment.
Yeah, indeed. So, and again, Hales Owen, who are going quite well in the Southern League Central at this moment in time too. Not a team that you want to play at this moment in time. And again, Grantham, I said it last week, they need to try and find a win just from somewhere.
Also under new management is Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge went to Ewan Fields on Saturday and it went the way of Hyde United. Hyde United 3, Bamber Bridge 0. And Nicholas Platt getting two of the goals there. And manager of Hyde United, Darren Kelly, joins us now on the other end of the phone. And Darren, welcome back to the show. We've just discussed there Nicky Platt and obviously the two goals he scored on Saturday. I saw his goal against South Shields a couple of weeks ago. He's certainly having an impact, isn't he?
Oh, it's been absolutely brilliant. Ben, if you had seen the shot actually about 5 minutes before that, half volley from the halfway line, nearly caught the keeper off the line. It was literally inches wide, you know. So that's what he brings to the table. He came in first day within training. You can see the ability, technically, tactically, you know, an experienced player. And you can see the attributes he brings to the table. As well as being a smashing player, he's a smashing lad. And he fits perfectly into our model and what we're about.
He certainly still got it, that's for sure. And just to say about that 3-0 against Bamber Bridge, through to the next round, the second qualifying round of the FA Trophy, you must be dead pleased with the outcome of that tie there.
Yeah, well, you know what? South Shields is going to be a difficult tie. We can prove it difficult. You know, a good Bamber Bridge side, and as I spoke to the management, it was probably the best time to play them. The manager was only announced on the Thursday. There was players sort of leaving and things like that. So it was probably the best time to play them because there's just a little bit of unsettledness in there. But the manager who's getting in there now, did a great job because, as I said, it's a great club. To be honest, I think a 3-0 was a bit flattering, if I'm being honest. You know, maybe, you know, a 2-0, but it was a closer game than what 3-0 suggested. But like, you know, that's the way we've been. You know, tactically, we're very solid and sound. You know, defensively, we're good. We're starting to get into the goals now. You know, we've just added a little bit of creativity to our play, shall I say. And yeah, it's worked well, so much so that we've scored 12 goals in 4 games.
And it's certainly been a good second half to October, getting the wins on the board, both in Cup and in League. And you've started to move up the table now, so you can start to see the playoff positions a bit further up the road. I mean, how have you taken to the league this level a few months into the season?
Yeah, it's tough. At the start of the league, we started well. Then we started to pick up a few injuries, a few knocks, mainly probably because of the Saturday, Tuesday. But then, obviously, we get all them players back. I think, you know, again, probably the four games ago was probably the first time we were able to put out, for the first time this season, really, a fully fit side. And the league is a tough league. Every game you go into is going to be tough. We've got Marines tomorrow. It's going to be extremely tough. It's going to be a game, obviously, physically, technically, tactically, but also mentally. So you're looking at psychologically, because it's, you know, when you go to, you know, the like of a Marine or away, you go into grounds that are difficult, your mindset's got to be right, and it's going to be no different tomorrow. But, you know, again, we're on the high, we've won the last four. So, you know, confidence is good, confidence is high. We have a few injuries for tomorrow, mind, but, you know, we'll go there full of hope, full of confidence, and go and give it a good go. So, yeah, you know, we're only, I think, about 6 points from the playoffs. Still a lot of games to go. Anything can happen. You know, either way, you could have teams at the top who end up near down the bottom. That's the joy of the league, because as every game's competitive, and we'll just go into every game, take each game as it comes, prepare as best we can for it, you know, hopefully get the 3 points and then move on again. And then if you can do that consistently with the 3 points, then, you know, then you sort of at the end of the season, you'll be in a good position.
Well, Darren Kelly, manager at Hyde United, a big thank you for joining us, busy travelling. Have a lovely weekend, and we'll speak to you very soon, my friend. Also going through is Lancaster City. They beat Marine by 2-0. That's a good result given Marine's cup pedigree this season.
Yeah, I think obviously Marine, I don't say they were tired, they've been tired from the FA Cup, but sometimes being knocked out of two competitions pretty quickly can sometimes have its benefits as well. Obviously, we'll speak about the opposite result in a second, because they got revenge on the Tuesday night as well. But again, Lancaster just showing what capability they've got, and what the turnaround they've had in the last couple of weeks too.
So congratulations to Lancaster City, commiserations to Marine. Congratulations though to Michelover Sports, 1-0 winners over Redditch United. A great result that for Michelover Sports, going through to the next round. Also going through is Newcastle Town. They beat Chasetown by 5-2, with Chris Smith scoring 4 of the goals there for Newcastle Town. Also going through is Ossett United. They beat Clitheroe by 2-1, with Thomas Corner there getting the winner on the 84th minute for the Yorkshire side. And speaking of Yorkshire, a last-minute equaliser by Billy Logan for Pickering Town. Pickering Town 2, Drolsden 2. Pickering taking it to a replay, and Pickering winning at the Butcher's Arms on Tuesday evening by 3-2. Pickering Town there with a great result. And we've got to remember, Pickering Town, a county side last season, playing Drolsden, who were a National League side not too long ago. So that's a great result, that, for Pickering Town.
Yeah, apparently that was tied the round as well from just, well, results show it. A few people I was speaking to went to the replay match, and it could have been 4-4 at half time. So both teams were going for it. Drolsden could have had it completely the other way, had to continue to score in form. But again, 3 goals in 20 minutes to open the match up. Who knew?
Speaking of 3 goals, David Foley at South Shields, he scored a hat-trick in their 4-0 win over North Ferriby United on Saturday afternoon. So South Shields are taking a bit of revenge against North Ferriby United for that league result a couple of months ago.
I was going to say as well, South Shields as well, starting to take over the internet a little bit with one of the Foley goals.
Oh, what are they, like lawnmower man? You can't do that, South Shields. Come on. Anyway, that's a terrible pop reference there, which no one will get, because I don't think anyone watched that film or remembers it. But anyway, St. Neots Town beat Matlock Town by 1-0. I know St. Neots Town have got pedigree in various cup competitions, but I'm going to say that's a shock given Matlock's form recently.
I wouldn't say it's shot, because Nabil Sharif...
It is.
Well, with that, Matlock's from the farm, it is. But again, the old score there, Nabil Sharif, I remember him playing in our division a couple of years ago, and we were talking about him on the NPL show about 2 or 3 years, saying what a fantastic signing he was for. I'm trying to think of a team around that area that we would have had in our league at the time.
Rushall.
Possibly, yeah, Rushall. Yeah, it was it. Rushall.
Was it Rushall? Like,
yeah, it was actually, yeah.
Non-league expert. Look at me. Commiserations to Matlock Town, but going through in the next game down alphabetically, Stafford Rangers, they beat Rushall Olympic by 2-1. A good result there for the Staffordshire side. Stalybridge Celtic with a great result, beating Nantwich Town by 1-0. Nantwich, we might as well mention this result now, on Tuesday evening, back in league action, they beat Warrington, and Nantwich is currently now in second in the league table. So that result there for Stalybridge is a great result for the Tameside club. Stamford 0, Leake Town 0 was a result on Saturday afternoon, so that went to a replay in Staffordshire, and it finished Leake Town 0, Stamford 1. So Stamford progressing to the next round. And I mentioned Warrington. Warrington have had a bad couple of results. Warrington Town 0, Prescott Cables 1. Prescott Cables there, a great result against Warrington.
They've been playing well for the last couple of seasons. They're only 3 points and 2 goals away from the top of the West Division.
So a great result that for Prescott Cables. Also a good result and proving that the FA Cup was no fluke. Witton Albion beating Whitby Town at Whitby Town, and that's the crucial bit, by 1-0. No mean feat there. And speaking of no mean feats, the final result from Saturday, Workington 1, Scarborough Athletic 0. James, how important is that result for Workington?
I said it last week as well. Workington have to start winning games just to get that morale up and continue to build it up in the league form.
So a big congratulations to everyone who's made it through to the next round. We will have a fixture preview next week, but just to give you the fixtures for the second qualifying round, which takes place next Saturday, the 10th of November, Mansfield will take on Pickering Town. Basford United will be hosting Stafford Rangers. Wow. Farsley Celtic against Carlton Town. Hales Owen will be taking on Prescott Cables. Lancaster City taking on Ossett United. Mask United taking on Tamworth. Wow, what a game that's going to be. Newcastle Town taking on Workington. South Shields against Hyde United. They play each other every week, those two, don't they? Stalybridge Celtic against Buxton. Stamford against Kettering. Stratford Town against Michelover Sports, and Witton Albion will be hosting AFC Rushton and Diamonds in a rerun of the promotion race from Division 1 South over the last couple of seasons.
The playoff final a couple of years ago.
I was there for that one. So yeah, they've had a couple of ding-dongs over the years. So Witten Albion against Rushden and Diamonds. And like I say, we will have a full fixture preview next week in the final part of the monthly Evo Stick NPL show, which returns to the Heat and Hops next Wednesday. Now, just before we go, Tom Feeney from the Yorkshire Evening Post is coming up in a second with a preview for the league fixtures, and we've also got loads of managers coming on, so don't you be going anywhere. But just to mention the League Cup, Basford United 1, Matlock Town 0 was the result on Monday evening, so congratulations to Basford United going through. Also going through in the Integral League Cup second round, Bamber Bridge beating Colne by 3-1 in that local derby there. Chase Town 1, Stafford Rangers 2. Stafford Rangers going through. Also going through is Farsley Celtic. A bit of banana skin there against Fricklow Athletic. Nearly went the way of the West Yorkshire side, but Farsley won 5-4 on penalties. Marine beat Lancaster City by 2-0. They had the revenge, James.
Yeah.
They got the revenge.
Yeah.
Morpeth Town 2, Brighouse Town 0. Prescott Cables 1, Hyde United 2. So Hyde going through. Scarborough 1, Whitby Town 1. That derby passed us by, didn't it? 1,033 there in attendance at the Flamingo Land Stadium in the League Cup, in the Integral League Cup second round on Tuesday night. Scarborough winning 4-1 on penalties. Marsh United beat Sheffield FC by 3-1 away from home. It was Trafford 0, Clitheroe 0, Trafford winning 5-4 on penalties. And finally, what a result this was. Kidsgrove Athletic beating Witton Albion away from home by 2-1. Boom. James. Any parish notices before we go?
Again, just keep your eye on what's happening with the social media, with the goals at the moment. We seem to be taking over Soccer AM bit by bit. I'm just waiting for our invite to get involved.
Don't do that. is Soccer AM still a thing? Is it?
It is. Well, it is with us not taking over.
I'm not a fan. James, a big thank you for joining us. James Hayes, social media officer from the league. We'll be seeing you next at the Heat and Hops next week for October's Evo Stick NPL show. Thanks for joining us.
No, it's been, thank you.
So a big thank you there to Mr. James Hayes joining us from Northern Premier League Towers and joining me now for a good old-fashioned fixture preview for this weekend's matches in the MPL Premier Division. We're now joined by the welcome return from the Yorkshire Evening Post. It's Mr. Thomas Feeney. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you, mate. How are you?
I'm all good. I'm all good. So, welcome back to the show. This is proving to be quite an interesting title race. We've kind of left it for a week while we had the FA Trophy, but it's back underway this weekend. And Scarborough Athletic out in front, and this weekend, it's a proper ding-dong affair. I mean, we're going to hear from Adam Lakeland and Steve Kittrick in a second. But Farsley Celtic against Scarborough, first against fourth. This must be Ryan itself in non-league circles on that side of the Pennines, Tom.
Well, it's game of the weekend, isn't it, surely? What a game this is going to be. And when, you know, we consider the run that both teams are on as well, obviously Scarborough having that bit of a downside in the FA Trophy, but the league run they've gone on under Steve Kittrick so far is absolutely incredible. And I know they've played a few games more than other teams, but to be at this point of the season and to have a 5-point gap already, you can only applaud the work Steve Kittrick's done. And the big thing for them as well is they've been able to strengthen the squad in the last few weeks, making a few signings. So the squad's getting even stronger. And then you consider Farsley Celtic, who have got three games in hand on Scarborough. If they were to win that game, then all of a sudden, with them three games in hand, they could actually go ahead of Scarborough if they win them games in hand. So the big thing is these two Yorkshire teams are doing fantastic, and that's what I want to be seeing. So, I mean, what a game this is going to be, and it really is going to be so difficult to call because Farsley at home have been impressed. Scarborough's away form's been really impressive. So this should be an absolute classic.
I mean, like you say, I mean, Scarborough's away form is the best in the league out of the last 10 matches, certainly. And Farsley Celtic's home form isn't bad at all. They've only had one defeat in the last eight. So it's wow. Well, this is what November's all about, isn't it? Six-pointers like this one. We'll get your thoughts on the title race in a second, Tom. But on Friday, I caught up with both managers. Let's start off with Adam Lakeland at Farsley Celtic. So, Adam, a big thank you for joining us on this week's EvoStick NPL show. First things first, a big congratulations for the two cup exploits this past week, Frickley on midweek, and of course, the Big House results on Saturday.
Yeah, obviously, we were pleased to progress in both competitions, certainly in the trophy with the financial rewards that come for that. Obviously, a bit of a derby with Brighouse and, you know, a couple of old Brighouse players within our squad. So it was nice to get that game won. We had two or three players missing, which meant that we had to jiggle things around a little bit. So we weren't quite at our best, but you know, we managed to win the game quite comfortably in the end. And then midweek, again, we made quite a lot of changes to get minutes for players who needed them and to just protect one or two ahead of tomorrow's game. And again, it wasn't a great spectacle, but, you know, Frickley gave everything considering the manager left only a couple of days before and put a real shift in. And, you know, fortunately, we managed to drag ourselves through on penalties. So, you know, delighted to still be involved in both of them competitions.
And obviously, when we talk about the Brighouse match in the FA Trophy, Brighouse have been pulling up trees in Division East this season thus far. So that was a big banana skin there. So you must be pleased with the professionalism and just putting them to one side and getting the job done.
Yeah, I mean, they're having a great season under Vil Powell. You know, they've got some good players, and I think they were third in the league at the time when we played them. They're on a really good run, and they've got players certainly in offensive areas of the pitch that can cause you problems, and you've got to defend well. And, you know, I think they had a few half opportunities in the first half when the game was quite even, but once we managed to get our noses in front, I felt that we managed to control the game, really, and we just had that extra bit of quality than they did, and thankfully it managed to see us through.
Now, we'll get to the league match in a second, the big league match tomorrow, but just looking a bit further ahead and to the next round in the second qualifying round of the FA Trophy, you've got Carlton Town, and Carlton, a brilliant display there against Bedworth United on the same weekend. What are you expecting from Carlton?
Well, a tough game. I mean, obviously they're gonna travel up, and they're going to obviously come into the game as underdogs, will be the favourites for that game, and sometimes that can be challenging, certainly in the cup competitions. But we expect a tough game, like we do against any Evo Stick team. To be honest, they're going to come and they're going to fight. They're going to try and get the upset that they want, and it's up to us to just show that bit of professionalism, that little bit of quality, and providing we play well, then we believe that we can win the game. But we certainly won't be taking them lightly, that's for sure.
But to immediate matters now, Adam, and this biggie tomorrow against Scarborough Athletic, both of you in excellent form. You're 10 points behind them. You've got 3 games in hand. This is a big, big game. I mean, how are you approaching it?
To be honest, spoke to quite a few people this week about the game tomorrow, as you can probably imagine. It is a big game. Obviously, they're top and they've come out of the traps really quickly, which is no real surprise to me when you look at, obviously, the experience that the manager's got and the group of players that they've got. Certainly, the players that they've got in the top area of the pitch where, they've got plenty of goals within the ranks. And, so it's no surprise to see them starting the season so quickly. But I'm really pleased with how we've done and so far. And we've just approached it like any other game. We've done our homework on them. We've highlighted the areas where they're going to be strong and how we can kind of nullify the threat that their big players can cause us. And we've identified the areas where we feel they've got potential weaknesses. And it's up to us ultimately and the players on the day to deal with the threats that they pose, but also to exploit the weaknesses that they have, like any other team has. They've got a very good away record. We've done very well at home. Both, I think, we're two of the top scorers in the leagues with Basford. So, he's probably got all the makings of being a really good game. So I hope for the spectators' sake that it's not dull and boring. But, it's just another game and one that we'll be going into looking to win. But we know we've got to play really well to get, what would be a very valuable 3 points.
So Adam Laitland, the manager at Fazer Celtic, joining us on this week's show. But it's now time to hear from the other side of the fence. It's Steve Kitchick from Scarborough. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Not so bad, yourself?
I'm all good. So a very big game tomorrow. But before we get to that, just been a great start to the season. I mean, has it met all expectations?
I think we've exceeded expectations, to be fair.
I mean, I saw you in a pre-season friendly for FC United against Scarborough, and all the pieces were there. Great forward line, great midfield, great defence. How sensational have you been this season thus far?
I think last Saturday was the only time we've never created a chance, had a shot on goal or scored a goal for a long, long time. So I just think that was a one-off. But we've got the firepower we've got up front is very, very good. And I think out of the top 10, I think we've got 4 top goal scorers this season now.
Yes, goal scoring has not been a problem. And like I said, defending's been quite good too. When we were going into the season, we were talking about the sides coming up from step 4, because I think last year's promotion race, the promotees are certainly exceptional. Yourselves, South Shields, Hyde, Basford United and Bamber Bridge. I mean, how important was the experience of last season's promotion race to how you've hit the floor running this season?
I think it was important because, to be in that hunt right till the end and Shields run away with it and then to finish second were fantastic. But, I've looked at this year, we looked at a few games last season about the teams that were in the Premier and, there's a lot of Conference North players playing now, which I've been privileged to managing. And so I know a lot of the players. And I think this season it's a good league, and I think it's as good as the football's as good as it were in the Conference 2 or 3 years ago, and that's only because of the caliber of player that's dropped down and playing in this league.
Well, you see that, don't you? When teams come down into this division from step 2, they some of them struggle the following season, and that I don't think that's an accident. And the promotion race this season certainly shaping up. I mean, you can argue for anyone in the top, let's say, 19, 20 maybe, for getting into playoffs come April. I mean, this weekend's match against Fazza Celtic, it's a bit of a Yorkshire derby, but Fazza Celtic have started off like house on fire as well. I mean, what are you expecting tomorrow?
A tough game. I mean, there's I think if you look through their team, I think 80% of them played in the Conference North. And two or three of them played for me at Guiseley. So it's going to be a tough game. I just think it's going to be a yardstick to where we both are, to be honest. And I think at this in this league, anybody can beat anybody. We've been lucky that we've gone on a good run. We've created a little bit of a gap. And I think that's due to us not being in the cup games. Because I think you can get tied up in the FA Cup and the trophy and that. And, you know, so well is the money from the FA Cup. But if you don't get there, you know, it's not a winnable thing. It's a cash cow for everybody, I think, is the FA Cup. And we went out early doors, so we've had the luxury of concentrating on the league, to be fair.
And obviously as well, I mean, you're at Scarborough, and I think the midweek attendance in the League Cup was over 1,000 people there on a Tuesday night for that. It's let's be honest, it's a big club you're managing there, and certainly a form like this, you must be enjoying it.
Oh, I'm enjoying it. I mean, I've had the luxury again of managing some big clubs. I've managed Guiseley, Telford, you know, in the Conference. So I've had that luxury of doing well with big clubs. And Scarborough, you know, I've gone on record of saying, you know, it took a lot of thought process to come down three leagues to manage, or four leagues from the Conference. So, and we've done well. And the club's a big club. The club's a great club. You know, great people around the club. The support will be fantastic. The reckon on there'll be 250 tomorrow. They'll follow us over there. And there's some teams in our league don't even get 350 on their own game. So it is but there's a massive expectation with it, you know. And, you know, it's same with Farsley. The massive expectation because they've been a Conference club as well and they're wanting to get where they are. And the two guys that are running it are doing a really good job. And it'll be a good spectacle tomorrow, I hope.
Steve Kitchick there, manager at Scarborough Athletic. So, Fazza Celtic against Scarborough this weekend. Tom Feeney from the Yorkshire Evening Post is still with us. It's a big game for Scarborough as well because there was a midweek game midweek where Nantwich Town won by 2-1 against Warrington Town. That seems like a bit of a pivotal result there because Warrington Town have those games in hand over Scarborough.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, you look at the work Nantwich have done in the last 10 games, they've been on an incredible run of form. And I'll be honest with you, I looked at that game against Warrington and I thought that's where the run's going to end. I really thought Warrington were going to win that one. For Nantwich to win it helps Scarborough, but you know what? It really puts Nantwich in this title race, doesn't it? You know, they've got a game in hand. They're only 5 points behind Scarborough. So what an incredible run they've been on.
I mean, we will hear from Dave Cook in a second, but the post-match interview he did on Tuesday night, there's an air about Dave Cook at the moment. There's an air about a Nantwich Town, like you say. It feels like this is a Nantwich Town a couple of seasons ago with Phil Parkinson and Neil Savelle in charge. I mean, and Nantwich Town with a bit of confidence, and this weekend Nantwich Town are taking on Matlock Town. Matlock Town have they've been transformed, haven't they, under Dave Frecklington?
Oh, definitely. You know, I think you know, you look at the work Dave Frecklington did at Gainsborough, and in my opinion, he was really unlucky to lose his job there because, you know, I've seen interviews he's done in the past where he said he feels he'd have kept that side in the National League North. You know, he's gone to Matlock, been on an incredible run of form, but, you know, and this is all with having a few injury problems as well. You know, they've had quite a few players missing. So, you know, you can only applaud the work Freck's done there. And, you know, again, if this was the start of the season with Frecklington in charge, you'd be saying Matlock could be fighting for the playoff places. The way that it is right now, I think maybe a season of consolidation for Matlock wouldn't be a bad thing considering the start they had.
I feel bad because Teagot did say last week that, oh, would you consider Matlock dark horses? And my first reaction was, no, of course not. But like you say, I mean, it's only November and they're only 7 points off the playoffs at the moment. Admittedly, they have played a few games more than everyone else. But to keep the run going. But it's difficult this weekend, like we say, Nantwich Town against Matlock Town this weekend. Let's hear now from the manager at Nantwich Town. Nantwich on a great run of form at the moment. Here's Dave Cook. So, Dave, a big thank you for joining us. First was first, a big congratulations for that midweek result, but also a big congratulations for the fantastic league form. It's a hell of a run at the moment. How are you feeling?
Yeah, every game's tough in this league, so, you know, we can't get carried away, and Warrington are a very good side, but the last time, actually, we tasted defeat was 11 games ago in the league at South Shields, and they beat us 4-0, and they were fantastic on the day, but without us making excuses, we had three or four missing. And I always thought that when we got the strongest team out, we will be a match for anybody.
Now, obviously, going into this season, there was a decent run of form towards the end of last season. Hopefully you could continue that into this season. To be second at this stage of the season, I mean, is that mirroring your expectations of what Nantwich could achieve this season thus far?
Not really, Ben. I think it's great to be there, and I think things will change because Warrington have got a few games in hand, and if they get the points, and Farsley is strong and Gainsborough are strong. So what I would say is leagues are never won in October and November, but if you can stay in the mix from now until April, then hopefully we'll have a chance of the playoffs.
Now, you're taking on Matlock Town, and Matlock Town, it's like you just said there, obviously, you know, a few wins here or there, and your seasons are completely transformed, and Matlock have gone from the relegation places all the way up into mid-table and looking to go beyond that. I mean, what are you expecting from Matlock this weekend?
Well, I think in the league, Ben, sometimes if you play teams when they're struggling, you have that little bit of luck. And maybe if Nantwich had played Matlock 8 or 9 games ago, you could have been quite confident and said, you know, that could be 3 points. And that was most teams. But they've improved unbelievably. Their probably current form is as good as anybody in the league. So it's going to be a very tough game for us tomorrow.
And heading into the game, any injury concerns or anything like that after that midweek match with Warrington?
Well, we've had two or three lads that have been missing. Danny Glover's the striker. He's missed about the last five. Casper Yuzu, who I consider the best midfield player in the league, he's missed 5 or 6, and he won't be fit for tomorrow. And Lewis Barnes has missed the last 2 or 3. So it is all about the squad, and that's probably why we're doing better than we did last year, because the squad is stronger. So if we can get them three back sooner rather than later, then I'll be really pleased.
And obviously as well, I mean, Nantwich have known seasons like this a couple of seasons ago, but yourself managing Nantwich at this stage now where they are pulling out the results and that kind of thing, are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I mean, look, Ben, we have spoke before on this programme that, you know, Phil Parkinson did a fantastic job at Nantwich and deserved his chance higher, and he's proving that at that level, he's doing very well. So, unfortunately for Nantwich, they weren't left with many players, and it was a case of more or less starting again. But that's how football works at these levels. But it's taken us 18 months to get a decent squad together, and yeah, I'm relishing every game.
Dave Cook, their manager at Nantwich Town. Now, Thomas Fina from the Yorkshire Evening Post, Basford United. Currently sitting in third position. Everyone's been saying, oh, Basford will drop out. They're not dropping out, and this weekend they're taking on Northoby United. What do you think for this one? Basford are in formidable form themselves, aren't they?
Definitely, and I think, you know, it's all about last season with Basford. People were saying, you know, absolutely destroyed the league, didn't they? Gain promotion, and it was whether or not they could keep that run going, and, you know, fair play to them. They've done that, and they've more than done that. It has to be said. Again, they're a team who are just on this run of form where you could see them in the end being in them playoff places for certain. So it's going to be, it's one of these games though where it just, to me, it feels like a real banana skin, this. You know, I think a lot of people have already written Northerby United off. And to me, you do that at your peril. I watched them last season against Bradford Park Avenue at the Horsall Stadium, and it was like everyone was saying, oh, well, they're down, they won't win another game. And they put in an incredible performance and won it. obviously since then, you know, Chris Boulder's left, which I feel for him. I think he was given a very difficult task, it has to be said, but Paul Foote's come in and he's already got his own players in. You know, he's starting to shape the squad, and it's whether or not they can start going on a bit of a run, because, you know, you look at Ferriby, they're certainly not written off yet. You know, I've seen one or two people write some stupid comments about, oh, Ferriby are going to go down. You know, look, a couple of wins and all of a sudden they're out of them relegation places. So I think Bayside will win this, but I think they've got to be really careful going into this one, because Ferriby, it just, to me, it feels like the potential of an upset could happen.
And for Warrington Town, I mean, it's, if you include the FA Trophy last week, it's Prescott Cables, back-to-back defeats. For Warrington Town this weekend, they're travelling to Grantham Town. Grantham, we heard from them last week, obviously an injury situation there, a change of manager as well. It's a tricky one, this one, for Warrington, though, because Grantham will find the feet eventually.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, by making that managerial change, obviously then that will lead to a few changes as well, you know, in the playing staff and in terms of personnel. And I think, you know, you look at the potential that Grantham have, obviously, after what happened last season, being so near to doing it and just missing out. You know, the nucleus is there for them to do something once again. For Warrington, again, you know, it's, yeah, back-to-back losses, obviously the FA Cup run over as well. And I think for them now, the focus can just be firmly on the league. And I think that's not a bad thing for Paul Carden's side.
Bit of a derby this weekend, Whitby Town against South Shields. And this one's quite a sizeable game as well. South Shields currently sitting just outside the playoffs, 2 points behind Warrington Town. Whitby Town, just 3 points outside the playoffs. They have played a couple of games more than South Shields. But Whitby Town have turned the corner after a bit of a sluggish September. They're now back in the hunt for the playoff positions. South Shields as well feel like they've stood back on the feet again after a couple of dodgy results. This one's going to be a very, very, very impressive game, I feel, on Saturday.
Yeah, and I think the big thing is South Shields, obviously, home form is the, you know, is phenomenal. You know, I don't think they're going to lose a game this season at home. Away from home, though, obviously they've been having their problems, and this is going to be a real tough game, because you look at the quality in that South Shields squad, and then you look at, you know, Chris Hardy and the squad he's assembled at Whitby, and getting Dale Hobson back from Blyth Spartans was, you know, that could go down as one of the best transfers in the club's history, in my opinion. He is phenomenal. He is such a talented player, and, you know, a player like that at the end of the season, when I really do think Whitby will be there or thereabouts in the playoffs, a player like that, that bit of added quality, could be the difference between Whitby missing out and actually getting in to them playoff places. So it's going to be a tough game, this one. If I'm being pushed, I think Whitby will win this. You know, I think Dale Hobson, I've spoken him up so much. They've got Jimmy Beadle as well, obviously. They've got such a good attacking force. I think they will win this. But do you know what? I think this will be a high-scoring game. And now I've said all this, obviously, it's going to be a 0-0.
0-0, I was going to say. Right, Buxton had a long trip midweek in the FA Trophy, safely through against a tough King's Lynn side there in Norfolk. Buxton, bit short of travel on Saturday. They're travelling to Stalybridge Celtic, just over a couple of hills there into East Manchester. And Stalybridge Celtic against Buxton, one of the games of the weekend in the NPL Premier Division. Very shortly, we'll be hearing from one of the joint managers at Buxton, Paul Phillips. But Stalybridge Celtic go into this game in winning form, having beaten Nantwich Town in the FA Trophy last weekend. And midweek, manager at Stalybridge Celtic, Simon Hayworth, caught up with Stalybridge Celtic's YouTube channel. So let's hear what Simon had to say.
I think we were very good. I thought we controlled the game. I thought one of our better performances of the season, and we were unlucky to not sort of, you know, win a bit more cosily. And I think, you know, we've seen in the league game what a decent side they were. Their results show that. I think they beat Warrington last night. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. So they're a very good side. They've got a good squad, and, you know, they're doing a lot of things right. So for us to go and control the game, more than the result, was the performance. So for us to go and control the game like we did was massively pleasing.
There were four changes since the defeat against Lancaster, with Smalley coming in and Bray playing right back. You also got Ollie Marks' international clearance through this week. Do you think it's just a case of finding your best defence now with all the competition?
Yeah, you know, for where we are in the league, and for what our budget is and what we're trying to achieve, we're always trying to get things right, and probably throughout the course of the season we'll be a bit short somewhere. Just, you know, that's just the nature of where we're at. So we started very well in defence early in the season. We weren't scoring enough. We've now got to a position where we look a real threat going forward, and the defence has come off it. So what we've done is we looked to bring Ollie Marks in quite a while ago, but international clearance has obviously been an issue. So we've been waiting 28 days for Ollie. He's been very patient and working hard, waiting for his opportunity. And we had the chance to bring Chris Small in. So it's competition for places, and we're trying to push the defenders we've currently got to be better. Just like we've done in attack, you know, the attacking players and the midfield players have all been under sort of fierce competition for their place, and I think this will make us stronger defensively.
We've got a big test against playoff contenders Buxton this weekend. They're in seventh, but they've not won away from home since the 1st of September, and with ourselves doing well at home, what are you expecting?
It'll be a tough game. You know, they're doing well in the league. They're going to be a real threat for us. What I would say is we seem to do very well at home. We're in good form at home. We have been all season. It's on the back of a good win on Saturday. So, you know, we're confident we can go out there and get the 3 points. But I'm sure, you know, the two guys in charge are familiar to you all, so I'm sure they'll want to come back and put on a good show. I know I would if I was returning to an old club. So that adds a little bit of spice to it. But me and Gaz have come across them before, and we've not had a problem with them. So I'm hoping it's a good game, a competitive game, and hopefully it's a game we can get 3 points in.
So, Simon Hayworth there, manager at Stalybridge Celtic, joining us on this week's Evo Stick NPL show. And joining us now, it's Stalybridge's next opponents. It's joint manager, it's Paul Phillips from Buxton. Hello, Paul. How's things?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
I'm all good. First question, I've already asked you the question off air. I mean, have you recovered from all the travelling that you've had to do midweek against Kings Lynn? As I'm sure that the result itself was worth going down for.
100%. We should have got the job done on Saturday. We wiped our feet a little bit and didn't quite get over the line Saturday, but then went down there on Wednesday evening, put on a professional performance with one or two lads missing out through injuries. But I thought we dominated the game. Apart from certain spells, they was in it. I thought we deserved our victory to go through to the next round.
I mean, how difficult was it? I mean, going back to the first match on Saturday, I mean, like you said, you nearly had it over the line, and then they get that last-minute equaliser. Your boys didn't have to travel all that way to Norfolk. I mean, how difficult was it motivating the players and getting them back on their feet ready for that replay?
To be fair to Kings Lynn, for the first 60 minutes, they were the predominant team on Saturday. They played some good football. We stood off and we didn't play to a tempo. And we was a better team after Liam got sent off, and we had to regroup and send Callum Chippendale on, and we sort of got into the game. Judy Ebo then was unplayable as a centre-forward, and we did enough then in the last 20, 30 minutes to win the game. So we knew how they would play, how they'd set up on Wednesday evening. We went into the game with a bit more insight into them as they did us, but it wasn't hard to motivate them. Obviously, we let ourselves in the replay in the FA Cup at Colville. So we put that to the lads, and we travelled a long way. And we said to them, it's going to be a hell of a long way home if we don't get the victory and get onto the next round. And hopefully, obviously, that's what we did and got in the next round. And obviously, everything else is history. So the trip itself, obviously, is a lot longer when you do get beat. Ask any manager or any player. But to win there, it was satisfying. I think that's the first game they've lost in 10 matches. So they are a very, very good team.
And obviously it did go to extra time as well. That means you have to travel back late and all that palaver. But you are through to the next round, and you're playing Stalybridge Celtic, so you don't have to travel far over the next two games. You're going to get sick of the place. I mean, it's a club that you're more than aware of. I mean, how's the squad shaping up, and what are you expecting from Stalybridge?
Our squad will probably have three or four still through missing, through little knocks and bruises and certain injuries and obviously suspensions. Stalybridge, I think they're a good team. Obviously, Simon's took over there. It's a good club. Obviously, ourselves have history with the club, myself and Stephen. Some good, some bad. But no, it'll be a tough test, a hard test. It's always hard when you play a team in such short space of time twice, because obviously, normally, whoever wins the first game then goes on to cancel people out in the second game. So that's a tough task in itself, but we'll go into it confidence high, I think obviously we're seventh in the league at the moment going into Saturday, but we're not happy with that. I think we need to get back into that top three, and we've got the players and the staff who we believe that could, can get us into there.
And obviously in the middle of that, you've got that away trip to Gainsborough. So when I say you've not got that much to travel, you have. But you've touched upon something there, and that's the playoff and the promotion race. And this match in the middle of these two matches with Stalybridge against Gainsborough. Gainsborough just behind you. They're the ones with the games in hand. I mean, how are you tracking versus where you'd like to be?
To be honest, we don't play Gainsborough now Tuesday because we have to rearrange a Derbyshire Cup game.
Oh, so we've got sorry. Heathrow Town. I do apologise. No. Oh, well, there you go.
No, we've got the Gainsborough trip has now been put back to November the 13th, so it's the week after.
Is that helpful? Is that helpful? That's a better question. Is that helpful?
Yeah, it'd be a lot more. Obviously, after three games this week when we play Stalybridge Saturday, we will be able to give people a rest going into next Saturday. So it's very helpful, to be honest. Yeah, you give certain lads, let them get the limbs back refreshed and hopefully go into next Saturday a bit more fresh than we will be this week. So on the promotion side, if you look at Scarborough, I think the best team we played, most experienced, knew how to enter play against teams, knew how to finish teams off, defended well. So for me, Scarborough have got everything that they need to go, but I just think we've brought probably seven or eight players into our team at the start of the season. Had quite a few knocks and bruises, and a lot of that down is to obviously the new surface at Silverland. So it's shaping up okay. We're not where we want to be at the moment, but I'm sure we'll be in that chasing pack come Christmas and New Year.
Well, Paul Phillips, joint manager at Buxton, a big congratulations again for the FA Trophy exploits in the week, and thanks for coming on the show, my friend.
No problem. Thank you. Speak soon.
Yeah, Stalybridge Celtic against Buxton, Tom. Feels like the South Shields Whitby game, this feels like an important match as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you look at both sides and the aims that they'll have this season. Only 2 points between them right now going into this one. And obviously, Stalybridge have played a game more. But, you know, it feels to me Stalybridge, obviously, last season, it really was a season to forget. But they've just been able to transform it, really. And again, I feel like I'm saying this about nearly every team. They have realistic aims of getting in them playoff places. For Buxton, you know, they've made the changes and it's really worked for them. And you look at the home form, it's really good run of form at home. And it is just about, you know, getting that away form up to the home form standards. I mean, it ain't too bad at all, is it? But, you know, they've drawn a lot of away games and they'll be hoping to get a few more wins.
Gainsborough are sitting in eighth position at the moment, 3 points outside the playoffs. They've hit a bit of a bump in the road in the last couple of league matches. That said, Stafford Rangers have also hit a series of bumps in the road. Very, very up and down form at the moment. Stafford Rangers against Gainsborough Trinity. This is actually a very big game of non-league football here, if the truth be known about the size of these two clubs.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you look at the history of both these teams, and I think, you know, Sinnott's Gainsborough, I think the thing for them is the losses that they've had, it has just been real tight affairs, real tough games where they've just not been able to get over the line. But again, they're a team with so much talent. You know, you look at Reeves up front, players like that. You know, they've had a goalkeeping issue, obviously, with Stewart getting an injury. So it'll be interesting to see just, you know, how they move on from that. But they're another team with quite a few games in hand on other sides. You know, I think they've got 4 games in hand on Scarborough for a start. So they are a team, if they can win them games in hand, they will be right up there, you know, with those wins.
What about Hensford Town? Hensford Town hosting Bamber Bridge this weekend. Bamber Bridge, obviously, have had a change of manager recently. But Hensford Town just lurking there with an eye on the playoffs, it looks like. But it feels like they've not quite clicked into gear yet, Hensford, but very, very capable of doing so.
This is the thing with Henson. I see them as the outsiders. I really do. I think they've got the squad, they've got the capability to go on a run and to really be getting into them playoff places. But I think one or two things clearly aren't clicking for them right now. It's just whether or not they can start that run of form, because the squad that they've got, they are capable of doing so.
Now, just to look on the relegation picture, Hyde United travelling to Marine this weekend. Marine sitting 1 point outside the relegation picture at the moment. Hyde United currently sitting in mid-table, just 7 points from the playoff positions, and 7 points from the relegation zone as well. So proper mid-table land there for Hyde United. What do you think? I mean, Neil Young, the cup exploits, a couple of wins in the league as well since he's come in, but they're still down there and they have to keep that form going.
Yeah, definitely. But again, you look at such a talented manager like Neil Young and the capability that he's got to galvanise a dressing room. You know, he's done it countless times before. I think he can do it. I think Marine will be fine by the end of the season, you know. But again, they've just got to start this run of form and really get it going as soon as possible.
And if we've got the monthly show next week, so we'll have a big old chatter about the relegation picture. But there's, Witt and Albion are currently in the relegation zone, which does feel like a bit of a false position. They're this season's Nantwich, aren't they, where they're down there, but they've got loads of games in hand. Witt and Albion this weekend taking on Lancaster City, who've demonstrated what a couple of wins can do for you if you string the results together.
Yeah, and also a new signing, Reece Webb-Foster, who was at Bradford City, I think, a season ago. You know, player like that, I know he was at Colne, you know, earlier this season. He is a real good forward. I've watched him play a few times and he's been a bit unlucky with injuries, so he could be a key player by the end of the campaign. And, you know, you look at Witten and I think they've got 6 games in hand on some teams. I think it's on Scarborough, and then 5 games in hand on other teams, one or two that are around them. So, yeah, they are the Nantwich. You know, they've got so many games in hand, and it is that question of what do you want, the games in hand or the points on the board? And for Witten, obviously, right now, they'll take them games in hand, but they know they've got a busy schedule coming up.
And finally, last but not least, Michelover Sports against Workington. How important was that win in the FA Trophy last week, do you feel, for Workington in their season against Scarborough? It's going to be a tough visit, this one, to Derbyshire for Workington, but they do have to turn the corner soon. Otherwise the pressure just keeps mounting, doesn't it?
Yeah, but again, you know, you want a win that builds confidence. Beat the team at the top of the division you're in, you know, and that's exactly what they did. And I think, again, you know, you're looking at this, we're in, you know, start of November, but, you know, you pass 4 or 5 games and all of a sudden, you know, teams could be cut adrift. So for Workington, they know how important it is. And again, you know, if they win this game, all of a sudden they would be, I think there'd be a point off Michelover with 2 games in hand. So all of a sudden, you know, they're looking up rather than down.
Well, Thomas Fina, a big, big thank you for joining us. A job well done, my friend. Just before you go, just a quick plug for your work in the Yorkshire Evening Post and non-league paper, plus as well your own blog site too. How can people keep abreast of everything that you're writing about?
Well, if you really are desperate to follow me, you can do indeed on Twitter. It's at Thomas Fina. I'll spell it for you. It's FEAHENY. Give me a follow. But I will warn you, it is literally just all about Yorkshire non-league.
And a big thank you to Thomas Feeney for joining us on this week's show. And that is the end for this week's Evo Stick NPL show. A big thank you to Tom and James and all my guests this week for joining me. Remember, you can keep up to date with all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website evostickleague.co.uk. You can also follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL show. But I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick Northern Premier League side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.